Next up, we've got Cybronica doing Banshee. Notes on. So this is a story of a haunted house, and the singer is a trapped ghost and maybe doesn't necessarily realize that she's trapped in this haunted house and is pretty much imprisoned there because of, you know, grudges that she had in real life or that she can't let go of. She's trapping herself in this house, which I think is a really cool idea for a story, and it fits well with the Halloween theme. I know that we judges had talked about doing a Halloween-themed challenge for this round, but I think the consensus was we didn't want to hear 21 different Halloween songs.
Speak for yourself.
I do like that we did get a Banshee song and a Grim Reaper song.
Yeah, so yeah. People did it anyway. Well. I thought the piano sounds haunting, and it fits well with the song concept, and Cybronica can really wail, so she's got that scream like a Banshee line, and it sounds great, especially on Scream. And, you know, she's got some amazing vocal chops. She's got some really spooky, backing vocals that sound really good. There's some cool stereo bouncing and long reverb effects during the very spooky-sounding bridge, and some scary wailing sounds on the final choruses that also sound really good. I think Cybronica could really get a lot out of having just some better and more mixing experience, because this ended up sounding a bit muddy and muffled, so I think at some point we all learn to use some of those resets from tools like Ozone, or upping our mix game a little bit can really help to bring some of our songs louder, but also more clear in all of the various audio spectrums to sort of make it sound more balanced. I think everybody should learn some of these tools and just, you know, get better at making their own music, because it allows them to just be more expressive.
Yeah, and if somebody bails on you, you don't have to rely on them.
Exactly.
Which is always nice.
I
thought this one was really quiet, which wouldn't normally be a problem, except the song that came after it was really, really loud, so it kind of shocked my ears a bit a couple of times, which is never super pleasant, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, I thought this was really good, and I liked all of the lyrics, and I've written down one in particular that I liked, which was, "These walls became my prison, I'm willingly confined, I've painted them with everything I couldn't leave behind." And there was just something about that that stood out to me. But yeah, the Banshee is an Irish mythology story, which is quite fun, and there's this really great podcaster called Blind Boy Boat Club, and he has written a bunch of short stories, and he wrote a really good one about the Banshee in his first collection of short stories. They're kind of like absurd and a bit creepy, but pretty fun. But yeah, I'll read out the little Banshee bio from Wikipedia for you. So a Banshee is a woman of the fairy mound, or a fairy woman, and she's a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by wailing or shrieking or keening. Her name is connected to the mythology important in tumuli, or mounds, that dot the Irish countryside, which are known as Sheeda in Old Irish. I think I've said that correctly, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I thought this was quite fun, and I liked having a little local reference.
Nice.
It's so to Cybronica's strengths, and it makes sense that she chose this as a topic to write a song about, and she nails it, really. I mean, I know that there's maybe a couple of little production problems here and there, but in general, it seems so natural that, well, of course she would do this, and that she would excel at it, and that she would just nail it so very, very well. So yeah, I enjoyed the song a lot.
I do think she's got a lot better at recording her voice in the past year or so. I think she got a new mic or something maybe a year ago and a new setup, and I think she's using it really well.
Yeah. I do think it's a shame that we still haven't gotten our pleasantry song that we wanted to hear. And by that, I mean, you know, you have these two very talented people, these two people with great senses of music in general, and then also two very talented performers. And like, even if their voices aren't similar, you know, that's never been a problem in the past. You know, you've got examples like Joe Cocker and Jennifer, what was her name? Jennifer Wernes, I think. And then like Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, these are guys whose voices are all character and no, me saying this as somebody who's not a vocalist, but the male voices seem like they aren't any real, you know, practiced, cultured talent for the male voices. And then for the female voices, you have some people who can really belt it out and know what they're doing. And that could have been pleasantry, but it wasn't. You know, we would have loved to have heard a duet.
Oh, can still be. They've got time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two more rounds. And there's an infinite number of song fights that they can just come on and dominate if they give us the duet we want. So, yeah. I'll tell you what. We'll figure out the instrumentation, the topic, the general sort of tempo, the key, and then you can write the rest of the song. Already know that we want an arpeggiator, we want a clav, and a lot of backing vocals, and we'll be all set.
And fuck the neighbors.
And fuck the neighbors.
Yeah, screw them. If they don't enjoy it, then they don't know what they're missing out on.
We got one more song, Ryan.